Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, resumed classes today for the first time since the mass shooting there 2 weeks ago. 17 people were killed, including 14-year-old freshman Elena Petty. Her older brother Patrick, who's also a student at the school, survived. I spoke earlier with their father, Ryan Petty, who was outside the school today. Mr. Petty, welcome. Thank you for joining us, and we're so sorry about your daughter.
Thank you.
Do you think that it's appropriate for the school to reopen today?
I do. It actually was good to see the kids back. They got a chance on Sunday to come back and be on campus to pick up some of their belongings, and I thought that was a good first step. It was good to see the students back here today.
Your son Patrick, who is 17, is he going back to school today?
Patrick is here today, yes.
And how did he feel about that?
Patrick's trying to be tough. He's obviously lost his sister, and he and his sister were very close. They were in the JROTC program together. So I think this has hit him especially hard. It's hit our whole family hard. But I think he'll be missing her at school today. But he's trying to be tough. He's trying to be strong.
We hear there's a pretty heavy security presence there today. Do you think that's helpful to the students and to families?
Well, this is now the safest school in America. Hmm. So, I'm telling everybody this time must be different. We need to get our schools secured. Nothing's going to happen to the students today at Stoneman Douglas, but the beginning of the healing process for them. But the schools around the country are not secured, and we need to get them secured.
What have the last 2 weeks been like for you?
Oh, there's a big hole in our hearts and a big hole in our family. I think, we go through a range of emotions every day. Just stunned that this happened. We miss Elena dearly. Never thought that this could happen to us, and I think there are times where we still can't believe it's real.
You've also been kind of thrust into a national debate about what to do about these sorts of things. What do you think about that? The fact that you're in the middle of this, not by your own choosing, but just because of what happened?
Yeah, there's a thousand things I'd rather be doing today.
Yeah.
I just don't want any other parents. I don't want any other students to have to go through what we're going through right now. So, if you knew Elena, you'd know she was such a sweet girl, and she'd come into a room and just light up the room, and she was everybody's friend, and she loved service. She loved to serve other people, and she loved to serve her community. And I'm calling what I'm doing right now is, another act of service in her name. And I just don't want any other parents, any other students to have to go through what we're going through right now.
And what do you think needs to be done to make sure that no other parents have to go through that?
Yeah. It's a really difficult question to answer, because I think, I wish there was a single piece of legislation that we could pass and this would never happen again. Unfortunately, it's just not that simple. But I do think there are some things that we can rally around. And when I say this time must be different, what I mean is, after every other school shooting, we've been mired down in a debate over gun control and the Second Amendment. And both sides are incredibly polarized. We all know the arguments well on both sides. We don't even trust each other's motives at this point on that issue. So if we go down that path, in my view, then this will be just like every other school shooting. So my message is, this time must be different. And the way we're going to make this different is we're going to come together on school security, take these soft targets. These schools are soft targets. We've got to change that. We've got to keep guns out of the hands of people that want to hurt themselves and hurt other people. And I think in this case, in particular, there were there were signs that that the shooter wanted to hurt other people. And we'll figure out in time, through investigations, we'll figure out what went wrong here. But it was clear that law enforcement needed some additional capabilities to be able to address this and deal with this. So we're my message is we're going around in the state of Florida with Governor Scott. He's proposed legislation to keep guns out of the hands of people that want to hurt other people. He's proposing to secure the schools. And he's proposing more funding for mental health. And I think those things will make this different. And then there's some longer-term things we need to do. But right now, those are the things that we can rally around and get done.
What do you think about an assault weapons ban or universal background checks?
Well, look, we've got background checks already. And unfortunately, the shooter passed all the background checks. So, you know, there are a couple of things that we need to make sure are done. You know, the NICS database, we need to make sure all of the counties and all of the states are putting the correct information into that database. There's some things we can do from a data perspective to make that better. You know, I wish it was as easy as banning a certain type of weapon, but unfortunately, if you're intent on hurting somebody, you know, you're going to move to option B or C, right? And I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but unfortunately, it's not as simple as banning a particular type of weapon, in my view.
That's Ryan Petty, whose daughter, Elena Petty, was killed in the shooting in Parkland, Florida. Mr. Petty, again, we're so sorry about that, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.